Yes, we need to be vulnerable. That doesn't mean you let everybody know your deepest, darkest secrets and anything. Please know. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you need to be able to let people into your life a little bit. Let them be personable. And vulnerability can be as simple as saying you have a cat, you have a dog. Because other people have cats and dogs. Now you feel personable. There's vulnerability. Vulnerability was me, in fact, even earlier in this episode saying that I failed 4 businesses. That's vulnerability. It doesn't have to be anything super crazy, but you just need to feel like you're talking to an individual. What is going on, guys? You're listening to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, a show that systemizes success for you in the 4 foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance habits. My name is Rashawn, and I'm the host of the show, and I've been in the self-development space for over half a decade, being the guinea pig, testing all these things that I'm telling you so you don't have to. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you hear, be sure to sign up for our email list, and if you hate what you hear, share it with a friend who I know and you know will appreciate what's being said today. With that, let's hop into this week's episode. All right, so today we're going to be diving deep into a topic that I know strikes every single person, myself included. You saw the title? We're talking about fear, okay? And you probably heard me say on the show before, fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. And while that has some truth to it, that's not what we're going to be discussing today, okay? I'm not going to go and hit you with the typical, oh, fear is not real. You know, fear is to an extent real. And it's important that we don't just throw it by the wayside, okay? So to provide a little clarification, when I say fear is false evidence appearing real, I don't mean that it is not real. When I say false evidence appearing real, I mean that a lot of times the fear that we put up, the blockages, is just us in our heads, okay? So for an example, getting up on stage, that's a paralyzing fear, but we're paralyzed by the what ifs when nothing has happened yet. Now, of course, obviously, a fear of falling off of the Grand Canyon to your death, that's obviously a very real fear. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the self-imposed fears that we put upon ourselves. Because when we're born, you can look this up. When we're born, we only have 2 fears. That is it. Falling and loud noises. That is it. 2 fears. That's all we have. We have the fear of falling because that means death. And then loud noises means danger. Okay? That's the only 2 fears that we have when we're born. Everything else through life experiences, trauma, things like that, it's learned. It's inhabited throughout time. So instead of seeing this as legitimate fears, we're going to be picking on those other fears. So anything other than falling or loud noises. So we're going to talk about those. And so the framework we're going to go through is, ironically, fear, right? So I took the actual word and I made a second framework around it. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to go through this episode and we're going to go ahead and break it down. And we're going to show you why fear is actually a secret weapon for you, how you can actually use it, twist it, leverage it, and actually use it to accomplish great things instead of using it to paralyze you. Because fear in and of itself is essentially a force, and forces move things. So it can either move you towards no action, or rather inaction, or it can move you towards taking action. So all that, let's go through the acronym. Fear. First of all, F. You gotta face it. Confront the fear. We have to confront fear. So where does it come from? A lot of time we're gonna be really heavily going on the fear of failure, because that's a lot of people's fear, especially when starting off new things. Whether it could be a new business venture, a new job, a new relationship, a new whatever. There's a lot of thoughts around, what if this doesn't work out? Understand that that is natural. That's fine. You're not weird for thinking, what if this doesn't work out? What if this? What if that? Naturally questioning new things is your brain trying to protect you. Because remember, I've said this in past episodes and I'll say it again. Your brain is not wired to help you to succeed and to thrive. It is wired to help you to survive. That is why once you find something that is comfortable, even though something else over there seems real nice and real sweet, you are much less likely to go for that if what you have right now is working very well. And that is why people stay in this comfort zone and don't want to move, because their brain is telling them everything's fine here. There's no need to go over there. Even though you know it could be better over there, I'm not going to risk a could be for what I got right now. That's how the brain works. So we're literally fighting against what our brain wants to do naturally. And again, if you're in a comfortable spot in your life, you have no desire to go over there, then by all means, you don't have to listen to the rest of what I'm saying. But if you are somebody who thinks, has an inkling of even thought of, nope, there's more for me, there's something else out there, this episode is going to be for you. So when we're going through these new things in our life, whether it be these new circumstances, new experiences, we have to redefine what failure actually is. So instead of seeing it as a negative outcome, yes, I understand. When you try something, it didn't quite work out. Look at me. I failed 4 different businesses before even starting this podcast and doing all kinds of other fun stuff that I'm doing in life. I failed 4 different businesses. Now, I could see those as failures, and I'm not gonna lie to you. Originally, I did see them as a point of, I don't think doing business is for me. I don't think entrepreneurship is gonna work out. This stuff don't work. People are just lucky. It's not gonna work. And then I realized, I was talking to a couple friends. Some of them were in business school, and they said, look, most businesses fail, so you're not special. The special part of business is when you can put your own creativity, your own perspective, and genuinely help people. That's the key right there. There's really nothing new, but rather your perspective, your experience. That's what makes things new. So, hold on. When he said that, I was like, that's right there is a perspective shift. And I told him, you know, those words, I'm not gonna lie to you, they aren't hitting me right now. It's cool that you said that, but you know, it's probably gonna hit me later. And now here we are, about 3 years later, boom, now it's hitting me. So there you go. Boom, it hit. And so what you wanna do is redefine failure. And so for me, I redefined failure as a learning experience. I know it sounds so cliche, right? Failure is a learning experience. Everybody and their grandmama saying that. I understand that is how you feel, but it is so true. I don't know how more I can stress that it is in fact the truth. Once you start seeing when you mess something up, that you see it as not a, oh, throw my hands up. Oh, I guess I'm not good at this, to, okay, I did this. This didn't work out. How can I improve this? Where did I mess up? What other piece of this puzzle can I look at? Okay, did I do this the best that I could? Was I able to do? And you get hyper analytical. I guarantee you're gonna find a lot of lessons that were learned. And I could go and list out all the lessons that I learned from those past 4 businesses that I had started and failed in college. I can go through all the lessons, but we ain't got time for that today. If you want an episode on that, or you want a video on that, let me know. I'll be more than happy to make that, but it's gonna be a long one. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. But back to the point here, you want to redefine failure. Use it as a learning opportunity instead of as a stumbling stone. Don't look at it as, oh my gosh, I guess I'll never be able to start doing this. Look at it now as, that didn't work. Let me try it again. That didn't work. Let me try it again. Look at different things like the creator of the light bulb. Look at people who win in the Olympic sports. Do you think they tried once and gave up? No, they trained for years to be some of the fastest people, most high performing individuals. Imagine if people did shot put. They launched the ball once and then that's it, done. Imagine the people who pole vault. Imagine the people who do the high jumps. Imagine people who do the triple jumps. All these kind of things. Do you really think that if they did it once and then they failed, they'd be where they are today? Absolutely not. So why is it any different for you and I? It's not. And so now that we understand that we have to do that, right? You have to redefine what failure looks like. Once we do that, we start opening up our mind, right? We go from that fixed mindset of this is not gonna work to how can I make this work? That allows you to go to the second letter of the framework, the E, and that is to explore the alternatives. We gotta seek different paths. You gotta use some creativity. So your fear, right? The fear of failure. You have it. We all have it, okay? But you want to use that fear of failure of, okay, what can I do to make failure virtually impossible? Or at the very worst case, what can I do that if this were to fail horrifically, that I can still rebound back from it? What can you do? That is creativity, preparation, and planning, because the fear comes from the unknown. We already addressed that a little bit before. When I pointed over there and I was like, that looks really good, but I like what I got now. We don't know what's over there. We don't know what's over the fence. We don't know if the grass is actually greener or if it's just artificial turf. We don't know. And because we don't know, we don't really want to know. Well, we leave it up to the people who are adventurous. Let them go ahead over there. Yeah, let them go ahead, but it ain't gonna be me. But what they did differently is that unless they're just that one in a billion person who just likes to do those kind of things just because for the adrenaline rush, they were able to do what I'm telling you here. They thought, what's the worst case? let me plan for the worst case. Is the worst case something I can rebound from? Yes, let me do the steps needed so if this fails horrifically, I can rebound to this. And then once they have that in place, they go Hail Mary. Relate that. Let's bring this back a little bit. Instead of being up here, let's bring it down a little bit, okay? You got a new job. What if I fail at the job? Well, think about it this way. What can you do in your power to the best of your ability to make it so that if this job falls out from underneath you, whether it be 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, doesn't matter, because I've seen people of all those different tenure lengths get let go. Everybody from less than 1 year to 30 plus years, all of them, I've seen people in all those things get let go. So what are you gonna do within your power to say, if this happens to me, what am I gonna do? Do you have a savings saved up? Do you have investments? Do you have side hustles? Are you continuing to look for jobs? Do you have recruiters you can call up and say, hey, are there any potential openings for contracts? What can you do for that? And just use that same exact mentality and figure out what are some alternatives that you can use for your specific situation. Once you have all that together, move on to the A of fear, and that is to act. This is, again, the most important step. Just like last week's episode where we talked about analyzing, and that's the most important step, this step here is the most important. Taking the calculated risk, right? We already did the calculations, right? We already made sure that we calculated for the worst case scenario, and we saw, okay, if this worst thing happens, number one, I won't die, and number two, I can rebound safely and still continue to live at a good level. So now that we know we're good, let's start taking some small steps, some incremental positive tasks, tasks that are so small, failure basically seems impossible. The point is we want to build up on the positive momentum because every little bit is momentum. Even if it's minute, minuscule, it's still momentum. It's still momentum. And those little tiny pushes eventually get to something big. Think about it this way. Do you think one ant can move one praying mantis? No. But see, that one tiny ant is that one positive impact task that you made. One can't do it by itself. But if you add maybe 5, 10, 15 ants, now they can move the mantis back to the anthill where it's food for the rest of the ants. Why? Because the ants built up momentum. One ant pulling is not enough, but 15 of them pulling, oh, you got the force multiplier. Same thing in life. You have the one positive impact task. You're not going to see it. You have 10. You're probably still not going to see it. 100. You're probably still not going to see it. But eventually, you're going to start seeing some movement. You're going to start seeing some change. And that is where the key is. Once you start seeing a little bit of change, that's where the good stuff starts flowing, okay? So you want to take those small steps. And as you're going, you also want to be very, very vigilant of vulnerability. That means, yes, we need to be vulnerable. That doesn't mean you let everybody know your deepest, darkest secrets and anything. Please know, okay? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you need to be able to let people into your life a little bit. Let them be personable. People prefer to talk to people rather than entities, generally speaking, okay? When people talk to a business or to this business entity or to this LLC or to whatever, they want to know that on the other side, there is a person, there is a human being that's talking directly to them. That feels good. We ain't gotta get all into the nitty gritties. And vulnerability can be as simple as saying, you have a cat, you have a dog. Because other people have cats and dogs. Now you feel personable. There's vulnerability. Vulnerability was me, in fact, even earlier in this episode saying that I failed 4 businesses. That's vulnerability. It doesn't have to be anything super crazy, but you just need to feel like you're talking to an individual. And once you do all that, once you're taking acts, right? Taking acts, doing things, moving the needle forward. As you go, you want to reflect and learn. That's the last letter, R in fear. You want to reflect and you want to learn. Grow from every single experience. First thing, analyze all the setbacks. You're gonna have setbacks. It is what it is, okay? Life is not gonna be smooth sailing. There's this like unofficial saying in the engineering world, which I guarantee was not strictly engineering related, but it's that if everything goes according to plan, something went wrong. I mean, it is what it is. What it is. Because like I said, what I say in the last week's episode, the only thing constant is what? Change. That is it. So because change is going to constantly happen, you're going to have things that always pop up here and there and everything. You have to keep asking yourself things like, okay, what did we do that worked? What did we do that didn't work? What did I do that worked? What did I do that didn't work? How can I improve this? How can I make this better? How can I systemize this? You also have to be asking yourself questions of how can I make this better? How can I become a better person? This is lifelong. This is consistent. This is constant. This is why businesses a lot of times have those quarterly meetups with the entire company to tell people where they're going. You always have to reflect and look at where you're going holistically to make sure you're still on the right path. And lastly, I touched on this before, but you want to celebrate the growth, those positive impact tasks. No matter how small, you want to celebrate them because it's so easy. And I fall to this all the time. Vulnerability. I fall to this all the time. It's so easy to get caught up in the big picture that you're not looking at the small, tiny wins. It's so, so easy to do that. It's a constant, constant remembrance of this was a win. This was a win. This was a win. I did good today. This was a win. This was a win. It looks good. This was it. This was it. Takes a lot of trial and error, a whole lot of consistency. But I guarantee you, as long as you keep that top of mind, what is a small task I can do that is positive over time? Again, I cannot specify the specific length of time, but I can say over a length of time, you will start seeing some change. And that's your fear framework for you right there, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about necessarily overcoming fear, because fear will always be there. As long as we're alive, there will always be fear. But it's rather about leveraging the fear towards your journey towards success. So with all this, you pretty much have a choice to make. It's up to you. You can either take this info and apply it, or you can just let it go by the wayside and just treat this as entertainment value. Either way, I can't make that choice for you. It's up to you. But that's what I got for you this week about fear. It's actually a secret weapon. Catch y'all next week. Guys, that's gonna wrap up this week's episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. Guys, again, if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you heard, be sure to sign up for that email list. And if you hated what you heard, be sure to share it with somebody who will appreciate it. Also, if you guys want to get access to the show notes or any kind of resource or link or to anything that was referenced in this episode, be sure to check out that episode description below. You'll also find the contact information, any freebies, or any sort of thing from our little corner of the internet. Check out the episode description. It's going to be an absolute goldmine for you guys. Until next time, take care, and I will see you in the next episode.